Jim, did you sense your team was distracted at all after everything that happened late in the week?
I thought our team was ready to play. I thought our team was ready to play 100%.
You put a finger on offensively, is it similar to what happened against Seattle, or can you put a general thoughts of what happened today?
We didn't make the plays, and that there wasn't enough opportunity to make plays. It was a combination of that, not having players not having the opportunity to make them, and then not making them.
You ran the ball very well in that first drive. Did you get away from it consciously? Should you have stayed with the running game a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we tried to continue to stay balanced after that drive, and did not have the success moving the ball today. We're on third down and didn't make plays. Didn't find enough plays.
You referenced players not having some opportunities to make plays. Is part of that just not having enough open receivers?
No, I'm just, saying as coaches, what we give them, the opportunity to make the play and then make the play when it is there. So that's what I was referring to.
This team hadn't lost two in a row in your tenure. Are you disappointed by it? Had shown the ability to come back from losses. Are you disappointed by that?
This game, not winning this game, not being in a position to make plays and make it competitive. That's disappointing to all of us. We all got to look at. How we got to be real. How we can improve.
You mentioned coaching specifically last week. Do you think the coaching was poor this week? Yours?
I put us all in the same group. We all look at ourselves to find out where we can get better.
Why did Dalton play?
It's a decision we made.
Is he going to be on hand for Thursday?
Pardon?
Will he be playing on Thursday?
We'll address that in time. Not going to address that right now. But
is there something technically wrong with Colin? I mean, that he seems to be having more difficulty accomplishing what he usually accomplishes. How do you diagnose what's occurred the last couple of weeks?
I don't think that there is something technically wrong that I see.
Why is he not having such a great? Why didn't he have such?
I put it really on all of us.
Patrick Wilson, that groin injury, how serious?
Don't know how serious right now.
Do you think the team had energy level was there in this game, Jim?
Yeah, you can question just about everything right now. We didn't play well enough to win in enough areas, on enough downs. Did not win the down enough, and not even close enough. And they did. They made the plays offensively, defensively, and we did not.
You had defensive penalties at some key junctures of the game. Is that frustrating to you? And do you, from your vantage point, do you think some of them might have been borderline calls?
No, I don't have a comment or on that or an excuse to make. No.
What did you think of how Andrew Luck played?
Yeah, very good, very very efficient. They made they did make the plays. They did make the plays when they needed to.
You have no excuses in the NFL, but you're missing Vernon Davis and you're missing a couple other guys. Does that affect the team that much, or you just sort of like next guy up, as you always say?
Yeah, we don't ever. No excuses means no excuses, in any category.
How did you think Alden played today, Jim?
From what I could see, seemed solid.
After two tough losses, are you confident your team can refind its way?
Yes. And no choice. No choice but to find our way.
Jim, there are national reports of 4 guys on all of you going to rehab facility. Can you say those are accurate?
Again, I mean, there's a process there that we'll, apprise you of, at the appropriate time.
Did Alden play because he made practice on Friday?
It was the decision that we made as an organization, as a team, that we felt was in the best interest of our team and for Alden long term.
Thank you.